Welcome back, everybody, to Jeff versus the World Presents Hood Classics. We got a special episode here. I got my man Shahid here. What's going on, good sir?
We eating good.
Yes, we are. I know it's been a minute, but we are back doing a show that both myself and many others grew up on. It's our show, but they updated a little bit. X-Men 97. We're about to go ahead and watch these first two episodes. But before we do, I guess we'll talk about our initial watch when we watched it by ourselves and didn't talk to nobody. We were just seeing it. And I'll let Shahid go first.
The fact that we're just getting this is a miracle.
Yes, sir.
Because it's kind of like we all, if you're a certain age, you grew up on X-Men, the animated series. And it's like basically a doorway to Marvel. Like not just X-Men, but like the Marvel Universe. And we just, not just a cartoon, but like a cartoon done with care, a cartoon done with effort, and a cartoon that not only survived, but thrived, even against all the budgetary issues that it had. Because as you get older, you realize Fox did not want to throw no money.
Oof.
And
tight.
The wild thing about it is the success of the X-Men led to the Power Rangers becoming a thing. And the Power Rangers are still a thing 30 something years later. So when people used to bring all the time when Disney Plus became a thing, they're going to reboot the X-Men. They're going to do the X-Men again. You heard rumors and stuff. You heard people talking about wanting to do it. And then they said they were going to do it. And it was like, what's that going to look like? And then they announced X-Men 97. Is this going to be a sequel to what we had? We're going to bring back the majority of the voice actors that's still alive. Some of them doing their original voices, some of them doing different voices. And it's kind of like, oh, so they really want to do it. And once that they dropped that trailer, people was all in. People were excited. You had a few complaints because it's kind of like people are afraid, people don't like nostalgia. People had this issue with Disney Plus, and it didn't look the same way that it looked when we watched it. But let me tell y'all something. As somebody who has watched that show, when I first watched it, I was a teenager, and I rewatched it as an adult. I love X-Men animated series. It's on my Mount Rushmore of cartoons.
Yes, sir.
My personal Mount Rushmore. But as far as the actual look, it was hit or miss, to put it mildly. Let's not make it out like it was Cowboy Bebop. Or Batman animated series. It's like season 2, season 3, top notch. Like especially the beginning of season 3, like the whole Phoenix saga. And it is some episodes you can tell they had a lot of work in where it's like this is top notch animation. Some of those other seasons, especially season 5, ugh,
some nasty work going on there.
Nasty ass work. So watching this one, it is a night and day comparison. Like this, it has a different look. It's like hand drawn with 3D, but it took me a while to get used to it because it looks different. But it's a lot more, it's far more smoother, and it's definitely more consistent. Like it's not perfect, but it looks a lot better than a lot of animated stuff. Because to be perfectly honest, animation is hard, and as we didn't even talk about how rest in peace to the Mr. Toriyama from Dragon Ball Z passed away.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of like, it is, people pointed out, both with the shows and a lot of the movies, like how much of a drain is to do that animation. Like, it is hard work to do, and they just run people into the damn ground. So, the fact that they took their time to do this, and the way it looks, the way it looks, I'm like, I'm not gonna complain one bit, because I'm like, this looks awesome. I just had to get past the whole nostalgia thing, because it's kind of like we were talking about before we record. It took me about 5 to 10 minutes to get used to the new thing. It wasn't necessarily the look; it was also the sound, because it sounds different.
Explain
the sound effects.
Oh, the like sound
effects.
Okay.
Like Cyclops, Cyclops is optic glass, okay. Especially Wolverine claw. Like it's certain sounds
used
that's
to.
Just iconic. Yeah. Like Wolverine, like it's also the whole thing. If you hear something first, it tends to stick with you more than anything.
Absolutely,
and when you heard that first, so like the optic blast from Cyclops, especially those the main two things, like the optic blast from Cyclops and Wolverine pop his claw, just has such a distinct sound. No, all the cartoons since then, it's always it doesn't sound the same. And this one, like, it's not bad, it's just different. But you know, after like hearing it a few times, I got over that. Same thing with the voices. It's kind of like, you know, they have a different person doing Cyclops, but he sounds exactly like Norm Spencer. Like, it sounds like Cyclops. You know, Storm is the same person. Storm and Rogue, especially Storm. Storm sounds like Storm. You know, Rogue sounds a little different, but it sounds like Rogue. Most of the people sound, you know, Beast sounds like Beast. The only one that sounds like noticeably different is Wolverine, but it's like, it's dirt, you know, that came on the 90s, 2024.
Yeah, the voice. Yeah.
It's like, if you were a grown man then, of course you're going to sound different. Like, Mark Hamill is the only, like, it's very few people that has sounded the same for an extended period of time. Like, Keith David sounds like Keith David. Mark Hamill sounds like Mark Hamill. Because even James Earl Jones don't sound the same anymore. That's why he's not doing Vader's voice. It's kind of like, get old. But it's not bad. It's just different. Once you get past that, like the looks and stuff, it's kind of like, oh, it's updated. And not only that, it is grown up. It's like, yeah, we are not
Yeah.
stuck on Saturday or weekdays so people can bleed. We can have some violence. We can talk about some very grown-up themes and lean into it. And that's the main thing I got out to. I like, this feels like if you're redoing the X-Men, but you're doing it for like not just teenagers.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing it for
Anybody,
everybody.
yeah, anybody could
Yeah,
jump
but
in this.
it definitely feels more adult. And a lot of stuff hits a lot different in 2024.
Yes, it does.
You know, like the Friends of Humanity do not come off as clowns or cartoonists. They sound like people sound now. And
Friends.
it's just wow, where it's kind of like, on one hand, we've made a lot of progress as far as like civil rights and stuff we can do. On the other hand, we've gone backwards.
Absolutely.
Like, that
That's
is the
that.
sad thing. I'm like, why y'all like, you heard of Henry Gow? Like, oh, y'all the flavor of the month. Y'all think people like y'all. They just like y'all now. You gonna get replaced. Like, you thought we was gonna fight back? Like, y'all come out here trying to take our spot. We not gonna listen. I'm like, they basically talking about great replacement theory. Elon Musk is on his Twitter, is the second richest man on the planet, and he talking like one of these Marvel villains.
I mean,
And it's not like a fringe thing. It's not like this whole, oh, they just some hillbillies, they don't know any better. It's people that's like senators and congressmen and heads of business that's talking like that.
people we pay to take care and lead this country. Ooh, damn shame.
Yes, are talking like X-Men villains. And it's just wild just hearing that. They like lean into it. It wasn't though people talk about, you know, is it too woke or how much they're gonna lean into it? Because it's, you know, they were very heavy-handed because they needed to be. They didn't want to have any ambiguity going on as far as like, this is what we're doing. Because even it's like a whole thing where the series start and X, you know, mutants are more respect, you know, more accepted. The X-Men actually working with the government. And there's still some people like,
Oh
nah, they ain't gonna last, not in my America. Like, that is not like that is not
Yo,
going to last.
that second episode when everybody was friends of humanity were pulling up on the trial for Magneto. All I was thinking about was, oh my God, this is similar to
January
six.
6th.
This is so similar to January 6th. What the fuck?
And it's like, that's not the first time that happened because that same thing, they had something similar. It was season one. Yeah, it was season one or season two when they had the plague. Well, Apocalypse made that virus.
Oh,
And
yeah.
Bishop was on here talking about, oh, the mutants. They said the mutants fought the mutants to the cause. This was made in the lab. And they ran up here like, y'all lying, y'all bunch of dirty mutants. And Great Creed infected himself
Yo!
just to blame mutants.
He affected himself. That boy was wild.
And it's like, yes, racists will do that. Racists will chop their own foot off if it meant other people they feel that worse and that will suffer more. I remember reading this book about real estate and this story, I will never forget this. They talked about how they used to keep, you know, the neighborhoods all white, like you were forbidden from selling a house to black people. And eventually somebody would. and then another person would. And you know what happened? Everybody would move. People would sell their house at a loss instead of live near black people. Just think about that. I would rather lose money than to live near a black, like live near one black person. I read that and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it's racism. It's just stupid. Like it ain't like because I can see if you're gonna be a bigot. Because it's like you in power. You want to keep your power and control. I don't condone it. But I understand it. Because it's like I'm in charge. And I want to stay in charge. I ain't taking no loss. Like I don't hate nobody that much. Like you know what? Nah, I'm going to write this off. I can't stand you. Like no. I don't have that level. Like I had too much common sense to have that level of hate. And these people do not. Because it's like the idea like the X-Men accepted. Mutants being liked. And it's like they cannot fathom that. Like Henry Gyrick is like, how dare you? No, I ain't cutting my sentence in half.
Fuck that.
No, I'd rather be in jail longer. Like, I do my 25. I ain't helping your four-eyed mutant garbage. <ass summers. laughs> And the way he talking, like you out here talking all tough. You ain't no Charles Xavier. You ain't nothing. And I like how they've updated things where it's kind of like, because you see the second fight, they know what the X-Men can do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you saw how it's like, yeah, I know he absorbs, like, absorb this. He threw the collar on him, then the blaster, because he knew how Bishop moved. It's like, the X-Men are, everybody know how the X-Men move. Like, they're not in the shadows anymore. Mutants are known. And it's kind of like, you know, it's a whole different status quo and how people adopt with change. And I like how even in two episodes, everybody had their own time. Like everybody, you know, Jubilee got a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was more like, you know what? I'm the, you know what? Like when Sunspot show up, I've been where you are. Now I'm the grown up. Now I'm going to walk you through it. Because like Sunspot's basically show up in like the Jubilee role and a different thing. His whole, I'm high, you know, I'm rich and wealthy, but I still need to hide who I am.
I was... You know, the toughest thing was explaining that to my wife, because all she know is Sunspot from New Mutants, the movie. And I'm like,
they whitewashed.
That's what I was trying to tell.
And there were some arguments, even with the show, where it's like, you can, at least he's brown skin hair, but I think the creator kind of like was going back and forth with people. Yeah, we would be remiss to say, yeah, the showrunner is not.
He's out of there.
And people, you know, which is wild because it's like, no one has said why. First, people was like thinking because he had OnlyFans, and then it came out to like he was just real rude to his coworkers and he was just bullying people online.
Oh, God. Another one? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, but it's like, it's just wild because you had a black gay man that's like, you know, I know the allegories about the X-Men. I'm qualified to do it. And you see the first two episodes, everything you heard is like, you got that. But then you hear, it's like, it takes a lot where they just wipe your name from it. They don't say anything on a show that's successful.
Yeah, still quiet like, about still
nobody quiet. Saying nothing. And I don't blame. It's like, why? You know, not right now. Like you don't.
Yeah, we'll wait to say something.
But just seeing like how Sunspot's serving that role and like how Jubilee's kind of like walking you through. It's like now she's kind of like the grown up, seeing how people evolve. Cause it's like, you know, Scott and Jean is like, you know what? Team's okay. We ready to start a family. Let's just move away from that. And how everybody handled it. Cause Wolverine is kind of like,
man, I mean, upset.
He get it, but he upset about it. Cause it's like, you know,
he being kind of a child about it, but I would despair.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, he's like, he might feel a certain way about Cyclops, but the other way is kind of like, you abandoned us right when we need you the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I get why, because it's like you want to, can't be a family. No, family ain't meant to be like X-Men or family, but raising a kid around being the X-Men is like, I don't blame him doing the normal stuff. You know, it's like the whole thing with like Rogue and Gambit, and then adding Magneto to that, and add that comic thing, because it's like, that is comic accurate. I didn't think they was going to go there so soon.
Man, that Remy hurt. Oh, I know. I saw them hurt the vibes. I was like, oh, no.
Also, we need to talk about how Gamble was about to blow up someone with a beignet. So she did something like, oh, shit. People just wilding out. Like, you know, you have Morph, and it's like you get a more, because it's like Morph always had a funny role where it's like he were brand new. He was there, he died, he came back, and it was always kind of like he was part of the team, but not really. It was more kind of like what he could. It was almost like he was more a plot point of what he could have been.
Yeah, I think, well, if the little things they said about the show, that, you know, I think they still going to dive into that because Mr. Sinister going to be on his ass pretty soon.
And it makes sense because you see how the show starts.
So yeah, like, it makes sense. You're definitely right about that.
Like he would have PTSD, and it makes sense. Like, and I just like how, one, they are established, like him and Wolverine are like basically best friends.
Homies, yeah.
And then seeing how they interact as homies is just kind of like touching. Cause like it even gruff ass, like Wolverine's still an asshole, but it's more smoothed out. And I think because it's not the Wolverine show, I think that's the biggest thing that changed is kind of like, yeah, let's just bring it up. It ain't, you know, X-Men eventually became not all Wolverine. Right. But it was like a lot of Wolverine
episodes. Yeah.
Like if you watch, like I was watching the original series, I was like, the people who got the most play was, wow, it was like Cyclops, Wolverine, Rogue, and Storm.
See, I heard a lot of people complain about Storm not getting a lot of love.
Oh, no, she got a lot. Like if you rewatch it, like like Wolverine and Rogue got the most attention, and then Cyclops. Storm got a lot of attention. She was in a lot of episodes. It's just hard where, depending on how you watch, you know, like, because I remember watching episodes, like, it'd be episodes where a lot of them, like, Jean was there a lot during the Phoenix Saga, mm-hmm. and then she was barely there. She probably had maybe, like, three or four episodes, the rest of the damn series. It was a couple episodes of Rogue and Gambit, they're on vacation. Beast out there doing something. Jubilee in the house. Like, it's a whole bunch of, you know, I'm not around. So, but this one, for people not realize, yeah. Cyclops, they was like, yeah, we're going to stab with Cyclops. He that damn man. Just in case you forgot.
Oh, buddy.
They did a good ass job doing that.
If it was ever a time, and if you ever needed to know that Cyclops is the man, these two episodes sure did let you know. And I know, you know, everybody got their little Cyclops jokes here and there. And we can dive into the comic Cyclops. But as far as the show, yeah. It's a bad boy.
It's like, just in case you don't realize, like, this man has hands. This man is a master tactician with that optic glass. And him using it the right way, like, no, it's not a heat beam. Right. It's concussive. And he's using that for more. Like, he's shooting the ground to move, to dive.
Sliding, dodging. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
And blocking punch with the elbows. And people talk about, it's funny how a lot of the animators, like, we try to take moves from the video games. They wanted to add his cyclone kick. They wouldn't let him keep it. It is like, it's done by people who grew up with X-Men and have love for what they're doing. And they definitely established Cyclops as like, you know, he's a leader. He's a tactician. He got hands. He got, you know, he still got the little smart hockey ways. And at the same time, he's trying to navigate leading because it's like, you know, Professor Xavier not here and he about to leave. And then Magneto show up. And then it's like, I got to navigate this. It's like, why he leave it to me?
Magneto saying my X-Men still, I ain't got used to that shit yet. I don't think I ever will.
That felt so damn salty because it was like, Magneto had so much damn God. Like, oh, you know, because she didn't know Professor as much as you do. You know, I knew him before y'all knew him type thing. So, yes, we going out here. We going to save the day. My X-Men, they had this look like.
Ugh, I guess.
Like I could just imagine if I woke up one day and Jerry Jones fucked the Eagles and start singing "Fly Eagles Fly," I would throw up.
Right. Come on, Gene, check his mind, see if he's telling the truth.
And I also like, even though it was kind of like as a plot hole, how the helmet is now they add how the helmet blocks telepathy.
Yeah, but when he made him relive the Holocaust,
he had the helmet on. I know. So it was always kind of like it was a movie thing, not a show thing. And then it's kind of like they want to have it both ways because he just said, you know, I used to feel him in my mind, not trying to control it, just there. Like that was my best friend. And it was comforting because it's like they really did a good job rehabilitating Magneto. Like, he's still the same Magneto, but it's like, I'm gonna try to do things the right way.
Yeah, out of respect for his friend.
You know, it's like, don't make me let you down. Like, don't make me go back to the old me.
Yeah, let me be the new me. Y'all will be okay.
And that man was spitting, like, that man was spitting bars.
Oh my God. That,
we do that, that UN, that whole UN speech, like how it started, the way he's talking about Storm. And it was like, I was like, you know what? This is this, because the whole thing was always Professor X was MLK, mm-hmm. and Magneto was old Malcolm. And now Magneto is Malcolm after he came back from Mecca.
Yep.
And it's just a whole different energy. And because it was like, I was wondering how they're going to navigate that, like Magneto being Lee and X-Men, because there's precedence in the comics, but it's just like, you know, like, how we know you, like, how we know you're going to do that? We know how you roll.
Hey, we know how you, like, get there. You tormented us for years.
And he, like, I did that because y'all was doing us first. Like, they both had, it was, you could see both people's sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I like how it's like everything is not just cut and dry. You get a side. And before we start, because I brought up Storm, in case people forgot how powerful Storm is,
Omega fucking level threat.
That woman turned sane in the glass and then used a hurricane to turn to use glass as a cyclone to destroy some Sentinels by herself. By herself. Like, they just established her, like, yes, she is the badass. And so to do all that and then just to have her powers taken away.
Oh man, that hurt. That hurt me. I wasn't expecting them to go in that storyline. I was not. And
it's like, yes, that's just, you know, how Storm learns how to, you know, be an X-Man without her powers. That's from the comics. But it's kind of like, if you black and you don't know that, let's just say it was a lot of mad people on Twitter that I can get why they ain't like, how you gonna make her this, you gonna make her this badass, and then she just, you have her reach the peak and you knock her down the damn valley the next episode.
Like, it was basically the thing that people would kind of nitpick with the old one. Like, wait a minute, why Storm? You know, did they know how powerful Storm was? But I'm like, you know, you kind of getting it from the olden days. I get it.
They kind of like danced around it. It was like, I don't want to use my power too much because I might lose control. Because, like, a lot of times Storm would get mad and the earth is flooded. But it's a reason why the comic books, everybody, like, you know, Black Panther wanted to marry her. Dr. Doom got a crush. It was like, yeah.
Of course, Dr. Doom.
What made me, though, say the closest thing to a goddess that I will ever be around is, like, yes, in case you forget, like, there's an argument to be made that Storm is the most popular woman character in Marvel.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, and it's always the movies never felt like they gave her just due. And the cartoon seemed to be, because I know they talked about how on What If season 3, she's going to be in an episode. So it's like, and I will say with this, it's going to be, I know people worry about the MCU. Y'all don't need to worry about the MCU. Like, trust me. The moment, like, because people already talked about how Deadpool and Logan going to be, Deadpool and Wolverine going to be what it is. And from what you hear about it, everybody excited about that. It's like, that movie gonna make $1 billion. And y'all gonna be like, oh, well, you know, I know it's gonna be like that. The moment X-Men drop, that shit gonna go out the window, because people tend to forget, besides Spider-Man, X-Men was the most popular comic Marvel had by a lot. Like, that X-Men 1, when they rebooted the X-Men in the 90s, yeah, and they sold like 5 million copies of that first edition.
Oh, hey, yeah.
That record ain't ever being broken. That's one of those, because the way we get comics have changed.
Yeah, never ever.
Like, even X-Men was making money before, like, back when comic was not making that much money. Even bad ones were making good money. A good one with MCU trying to prove something? Like, yeah, you need to worry about that. I would just say this. Nostalgia is a strong thing, but they did the best way. They updated it and made it for a 2024 audience. Like, they know the people are watching. Have watched that, but it's like, we don't have to be under the same ties that we were on Fox with cartoon, and we got as much money as we need to spend. So it's not going to look cheap, and it's not going to look half-assed and haphazard. But one thing it might do is kind of like, if you direct an X-Men live action, good luck. It's like one of those jobs where it's like, you know, don't mess it up.
You ready for this? Can you handle it?
Yeah. Cause it's not like, you know, doing Iron Man when nobody like Iron Man was hard. Cause like, if you don't get Iron Man right, you don't have no MCU. But at the same time, nobody know what to expect from Iron Man. Cause nobody knew what the MCU looked like.
Expectations are gonna be pretty fucking high for this X-Men live action movie. So,
and it's like, it helps where, yeah, the cartoon came and it's like, it's awesome. And I'm like, we got this.
we got it.
This shouldn't exist.
Like, I, as a grown man, I feel like that teenager that's watching it again, that, you know, was a 12, 13 year old that's watching the animated X-Men. And I couldn't believe I got that same feeling inside my chest. I could feel it. I was a kid again. I was sitting here eating popcorn, watching X-Men, enjoying it.
Yeah, you know how mad I was when the second episode ended? Like, I gotta wait.
I gotta wait
7 days.
Why?
And that's a good thing. And that's the best thing about, like, people get mad about how I think Netflix is like, you binge. Mm-hmm. I will say with streaming, binging works with old stuff. Streaming is convenient for, I always say, my feeling, like I've heard people say, like, streaming works best when it's something that's already been out, something that's been in the movie theater, already been seen, and now it's like a matter of convenience. Not for new stuff. Because you notice, and we've talked about it, like, one thing I noticed about, we used to watch Daredevil and Punisher and Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, they'll come out on Friday, everybody talk about it for like a week, and then that was it.
Everybody pretty much watched it by Sunday evening. You like
Sunday, Monday, some people catch up and that was it. And then it was like, you talk about it and then you can talk about it no more. And that was just how the streaming things was. You drop all the episodes, you watch all the episodes and that was it. And then all of a sudden it's like, we'll drop the first three and then week that, what's that? And then Mandalorian came, like, we're doing it weekly. And people was mad, but then it was like, you talked about it every week. And it was like, yeah, that's how we used to do. We used to watch shows and it came out once a week, and we watched it, and we talked about it, and it was like, it couldn't be that surprising, because we, not even, like, we did the same thing with Breaking Bad, we did the same thing with Game of Thrones, it was like, Euphoria, it was shows where,
you had to wait,
you waited, and then you talked about the whole week, and it's like, we do that now, like, Shogun come out, like, Shogun be talked about a lot differently, and they dropped all the episodes at once.
Yeah, I don't think we would talk about it like we talking about it right now.
Because it's like, The Bear is awesome, but it's kind of, this whole thing is like, you talk about it and then you don't talk about it. And then you might, oh, you're on The Bear. Like, you see some clip on Twitter, then you talk about it again. But it's like, it's this whole, it comes and goes.
And the thing about The Bear is that energy is just not built for me to keep watching. You know what I mean? Episode after episode after episode. I can't do it. I always got to take a break.
Yeah, I always take a break too. Like, I watch two at a time. And it's like a lot of shows. Like, I start doing that because I used to be about to hit play when shows come out. Like, I need to watch them because I get spoiled. Mm-hmm. But you get to a point, it's like you force yourself to, it's like overeat. Like, I need to eat because I got a 30-minute time limit in this buffet. Now I want to get my money's worth. It's like, no, I want to take my time. So it'd be some shows, it's like I watch 2-3 episodes, take a break, come back, because it's like, trust, especially like Jessica Jones. Yeah.
Yuck.
Binging that? Nah, that show was that and Punisher is like, I gotta take a break.
Those two shows specifically were just really hard shows to binge. Cause like you say, you just got it, like episode two. Oh, I watched two. I'll come back in like an hour. I'll come back another day. And you know what I mean? Like, I just can't. Yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
Cause it's like, they talk about like some serious ass topics, and it's like, no, I need a break. This is too damn heavy. I want to just keep watching over and over and over again. It's like, no, I need to take a step back and do that. And it's like, I lean more toward, if it's a show that's already out and it's the option to binge, that's fine. Like Law and Order.
Oh, yeah.
Like Organized Crime, I was able to binge and catch up on it. And it's, but it's like, it's like Law and Order is kind of like, you can just jump in and watch and you don't really have to take too much of a break, because it's not, it's like, Organized Crime is heavier than SVU, but it's not so heavy where you gotta kind of like take a stop. Mm-hmm. But it's like certain things, like, you know, like I try watching The Bear, and it's like, I love The Bear, but I cannot. I'm like, y'all watch all these episodes, like they just, especially season, like season two, they seem to be more enjoyable. Season, I'm like, they just shouting and
I just,
y'all just bitch this.
My biggest thing with The Bear is, I will have the dispute with anybody. there's really nothing funny about that show. I understand it's supposed to be a comedy, but there's nothing funny about that show.
Everybody is damaged and mm-hmm. got drama and trauma trying to figure stuff
suicide,
out.
PTSD. Like, it's just like, no, it's too much shit going on. That is not a comedy.
And I'm like, y'all rule for these. I'm like, they stole their uncle money. I'm like, no, I'm shooting you, Carmi. I thought about that. Like, oh, we found the money and we gonna keep it and we need you to loan me more money. Mm. What? Yeah. And he looking at him, and that's wild. He looking at him like, you know, I could kneecap y'all if I want. But if y'all mess up, I'm just taking this because I don't know how y'all gonna do this. It's like, and it, boy, it's something about him and Vanessa Williams and Soul Food. It's like, put them in the Hall of Fame. It's like, you the money person. Everybody disagree with you because, oh, you know, you got it. I felt that in my soul. Oliver Platt feeling like, so let me get this straight. You found the money I loaned the brother. You kept the money. And now you asking me for more.
Yeah, man.
With a straight face.
Straight face.
And as somebody who's been in situations like that, I was like, that takes a lot of, you got some heavy ones on you to do that.
Got some balls on you. I hear it.
Maybe you shouldn't have those type of balls. Because the whole thing is like, well, you know, if it don't work out, then you get to have the place. I'm like, what that mean to me? Like, I know that. But so what? It's like, people always tell you what you can do with your money to help them when it's your money. And I know people don't worry, we're not going to go too much of a diatribe. Because I know people don't do it on purpose, but people always forget the whole thing. It's kind of like, you don't know what I had that money for. I may have wanted to use that money for something else. And now I'm using that money to fulfill your dream or to fix your problem. And it's a different type of energy when you have it. Because if you say no, people don't accept, what we talked about before, people don't accept no when you can actually do it. They can accept no when it's like, well, if I had it, I could, but I don't got it. It's like, oh, I'm cool with it. When they know you, when they theoretically think you can do it, and you don't want to do it, even though you probably justify not doing it, the whole energy change. Because then it's like, they put the weight on you. You have to be the villain to tell them no. And it's just a wild thing, because like, related to X-Men, where it's like, you caught that line McNeil say about the Morlocks, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, you don't even want the broke folks to have shit. Fuck wrong with y'all?
Like, you know, he could have been in Genosha. I don't know how Charles had to think about that with all his money. It's like, yeah, it's the thing about the X-Men is like, and it's a status with this one, is like, everybody ain't moving like y'all.
Yeah,
all like the talented 10th. It's like, you know, the whole thing, like, Oprah made it, LeBron made it. Why you complain about racism? That's how the X-Men is. Like, everybody ain't like y'all. And even the X-Men is kind of like, they fight for mutant rights, but they, as the more like to let them know, it's like, y'all can live out and about. Y'all can do that.
Yeah, you seen us? You seen the way we look? It ain't easy for us.
And I like how they didn't let you forget about the Morlocks. They have, you know, McNeil like, yeah, I'm out here. I care about all the mutants, just not the pretty ones. Like y'all. Basically calling them light skin. And basically treating the X-Men like they AKAs. And that shit is hilarious to me. So, and one more thing. Execution was whipping Cyclops' ass.
Man.
While sounding like a mega superstar.
That man was... Man was studying on Cyclops, the leader of the X-Men. He was kicking his ass. I'm like, shit.
And how you gonna complain about mutants complaining while you complaining? Y'all like about y'all. Y'all talk about y'all got it hard. We got it hard too. You don't hear us complaining about it. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you complaining right now. I was like, it just sounded so damn on the nose. It was just wow. But yeah, Friends of Humanity, this whole cartoony clownish group no more. They have updated their game, as did everybody else. So, and yeah, Madeline Pryor. No, because people guess that even when the episode when they said that Jean would be pregnant, people start guessing that was Madeline Pryor.
Yeah, Gene came. If y'all saw the episode, and we would be watching it here. Yeah, Gene pulled up a little bit later than we expected.
But that's the whole my thing. Is I didn't know they were gonna go there. I mean, once they talked about it, like,
never thought about
Nathan,
it.
I mean, once they talk, they kind of drop the brick. Oh, we're gonna name him Nathan. It's like, yo.
Well, you know what? I take that back because I should have known because they say Cable, you know, Nathan gets kidnapped after he was born. So, yeah.
It's like they talked about how Sinister was gonna be the villain of the season, and you could put two and two together. It's like, I mean, it makes sense. And I can't wait to see how the episode 3 plays it out. But it's just kind of like we got X-Men again.
Yeah. All right.
With Disney money.
So y'all know where it says on Disney Plus. We're going to go ahead and start this bad boy. And if you want to know, we start right when the Marvel sign come up. So we're going to start it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Marvel animation.
Oof, I love it.
Oh, you know, people talk about where we gonna get Spider-Man.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I don't blame him.
I get it, but
man, and then the intro.
I was just sitting here smiling. I was just like, oh man, they really just kept it pretty much the same. Updated it.
That's updated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Feige is like, I want the original voices, I want the theme song. If we gonna do this.
Somebody said
he's such a damn nerd.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, Bishop, new hair.
Do me.
And it's wild how it's like, yeah, Professor X is there, but it's like we are chilling and she are like,
oh,
what's going on? What y'all do with Jean?
And if y'all wanna hear the off air joke, basically, she said Bishop found the Popeyes and said he ain't never going.
Yeah,
back.
The future. Nah, I can wait.
Well, I gotta say, but she's like, shit, we ain't got this shit out there.
We ain't got no artisanal bread in the future. To be my X-Men.
The Newton Brothers.
Oh, their music is slaps on both these episodes.
Look at Leech. Leech had to get the fuck up out of there.
It's like, you still ain't got a house. Like, you didn't learn your lesson.
Hey, man, they said they could get by any means necessary. This man got assassinated. Last time we saw, he was just laid up in the bed.
Love you all. It's like, and they got sunspots. Like, how did, what was he? He just caught, he just like to say, get caught lacking.
He really did get caught lacking. He thought money was going to buy. I got some money.
They got him looking all light skin. It's like, I know how Sunspot really looked. He darker than he looked on New Mutants, but he light. He looked in the comics. And that was like, well, that the Afro and Afro Brazilian part don't matter. I'm like, I bet it don't.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm gonna front to the cost that had the cost of fortune. I paid whatever ransom you want.
Yeah, well, how much money y'all want?
He like thinking about cash. Meet me. They still that media sounds so damn. Ugh. And I like how they split. Collins is like, that's been a thing, and that's never going away. Like, oh, I'm not like them. I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah. I didn't ask to be born this way. Ain't that the rub?
Ain't no sick as a good mutant.
Oh, shit.
It's kind of cold. You know what that means. Yeah, they know what's up. Yeah. A Sentinel Blaster.
Man, they got the streets loud with these shits. That's crazy.
You know, Storm got to stay straight being a diva. And I know a lot of people like, they don't like the Mohawk because they never like black people don't like Mohawk Storm. I'm indifferent to it.
Yeah, I don't got no issue with it. I like it either way.
Yeah. And like seeing Storm kick ass.
Hey, Mohawk and that, look at him.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Bishop was like, you out here talking, we need to fight. And yeah, it was like, yo, where did Bishop come from? He just there. I need to help. If you don't say assassin this once this season, I'm going to be mad.
Assassin. Yeah. Shit.
X-Men are like Roach and C1, more coming.
Uh-huh. You know who.
You know about to show up.
You know who. What up? Good guy or bad guy?
He's like, I'm definitely the good guy. Look at him. He just always got this smirk. Like, yeah, I'm the damn man. Like, watch
Yeah.
out.
Hold on.
And it's like, you knew Cyclops had skills, but it's like, I was about to, oh, they like, they, Cyclops leveled up.
Yes. Look at that. God, that boy is
And he know he's smooth.
smooth as fuck.
Blocking a punch with his elbow, using his optic blast as momentum. They got a whole damn sentinel arm.
Oh shit.
Like where the vulture at?
Fuck going on here? Who gave y'all that shit?
I just found it somewhere.
Damn, Scott.
I mean, he wasn't expecting that.
Wait.
Yeah, I knew.
This is funny right here, though.
You see, freaks like you would find a way to evolve too. Oh, yeah, just like the first.
Oh,
No,
no,
I
please, sir, I
surrender.
surrender. Not.
Just like the first season. And they had a picture of Dustin, somebody else.
Blew them asses away.
Still busy getting hurt. We need you out here. Oh, don't worry, Cheryl. I was busy cooking, more than me.
Y'all hate no Gambit. Fuck that.
That man was like, I'm cooking all these beignets. They ain't need no help.
Oh, why he wear a shirt like that? Cause he want to.
Because he got abs.
Exactly.
And then they used to dress like that in the 90s.
Bingo.
Yeah, so basically, Rogue and Gambit, you need to calm down. Storm, Rich can handle themselves. Cyclops like, we gotta keep on our toes. Y'all getting sloppy.
What did Professor want?
Like, you gonna like this? Telling Cyclops to calm down. You gonna have a stroke. And here go, Worf asshole. Because they might be cool, but Worf will never find a way not to piss off Cyclops. And y'all here pretending to be Professor X.
That man still got heat with him. Maybe.
Oh, Worf, welcome back. Oh, what's up, Scott? It's been a long time. And why
Damn.
he handing him a beignet about to explode?
You gonna have Gene kill his ass.
That wouldn't be the first time. Gene out here doing yoga, pregnant yoga. Like, you don't care, Gene. He just out here bullshitting. All he care about is stupid beignets.
Why the fuck morph in this field gear? Man, go put on some regular clothes. Everybody chilling.
Man, you never know. Shit
Oh,
always
he
evolves.
staying ready?
Yeah.
Hey Scott, hate to tell you, that ain't G.
You don't care.
Huh? Oh yeah, he don't. I forgot.
Close enough. You look like Gene. You feel like Gene. And the out here beasts out here just reading books, being a nerd.
I mean, like, what the fuck?
Fascinating. He like, oh yes, I am blue. I'm beast. Jubilee's like, I've been in your shoes. A monkey singing Mozart. I'm like, that sound racist.
Yeah, that didn't sound.
Yeah, like simian analogies. Like, you see this blue monkey? Like, I'm a man.
A man.
Half breed. Like, he did wrong. He called Jubilee like, oh, mixed menace.
Oh my God. Man, he good. Get the fuck off
Yeah,
me.
where my jacket? I'm trying to get. I got my own jacket. I'm trying to get out of here. And then, where my jacket? Super expensive. Shit, Gucci. Yeah, I hear like, how much for all this? I was gonna pay him anyway. He's like, you see this house?
May say he got it.
Yeah, Cyclops like, you see where we at? We ain't broke. Yeah, you come in. See, Roberto's like, I'm not here for all this hero stuff.
I'm just trying to live my life. Have some
And
fun.
they're like, we let you go. They might find you too. They're like, oh, so you kidnapping me too?
And stop playing with us, boy.
Even arrogant ones, like, we want to help you with even arrogant ones like you. Whatever. Yeah, give us a day. You do whatever a kid like you does.
I guess.
Oh, look at you, believe like, oh, you want to have some fun, huh? Threw his ass in the danger room.
That ain't fun. I'm about to go to an arcade or some shit.
The danger. Oh, it's fake, right?
And they put the guy
Jubilee ain't shit.
Bang in the OG suit.
Ain't no game. Cause it's like, yeah, I went through this. Now you gonna go through this too. Yeah. Jubilee with the dragon mom.
Mm-hmm. She is having fun.
Yeah, shoot gold balls in your body. Oh, we know who do that. Boom, boom.
Having fun with the new guy.
Uh-huh. Flirting with the new guy.
Oh, that too.
She like, you better show me those powers, tough guy.
I mean, so I ain't trying to show you shit.
Uh-huh. And just like the first, they're like, yeah, show the lady some respect.
Oh, this ain't real.
You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Why you popping clothes on this
boy? That's a child. Man, they don't stop showing that goofy ass picture.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, look at Valerie Cooper out here.
Like, if anything, I thought they were course corrected. The Iceman thing, I thought. You know what I mean? Like
no, because I'm like, yeah, Iceman was part of something. Like, why are you acting like y'all on no Warren?
But he
in the picture. So they're trying to figure out where Trask is. And they out here, yeah, you know, he's been on the run. Yeah, I forgot about that. We're going to replace everybody's brain with computers.
No, Master Mode.
And Cyclops is like, you know, when you done run on a treadmill, maybe you can help us out.
You're like, motherfucker, what?
And I like how they added about, for anybody who don't know, Valerie Cooper was a government liaison, was also like head of X Factor with Forge. Mm-hmm. And Professor was like, you know, trust come when action meets words. They out here goofing around playing ball.
He looking at him too, like motherfuckers. Ain't shit.
You know the war ain't over. Y'all here hooping like a bunch of Negroes. He is mad about that. She like, chill out.
That certificate finally came, so I guess it's been one full year.
Well, they said a few months. He's like, you remember used to sneak around? To make out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Professor used to be mad because he's like, I wish Gene could see me as a man, but I'm in this wheelchair. I'm glad they didn't bring that comic books.
Now, Morpheus without there, just some boots.
I've seen people play in Timbs. You're in New York, you've probably seen that too.
I need somebody playing naked in Timbs.
Yeah, so Gene is like, you know. Maybe coming, maybe Tommy the X-Men. He like to lead the team, huh? Get a job?
No. Fuck you talking about? We got the gravy, baby.
No, I'm like, we've been fighting for a chance to live our lives. Now it's time to live our lives. Like, the team be fine.
Man, we got it for our son.
Uh-huh. Yeah, our son. It's no your words, Gene. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get that part yet. And she's like, you know, because it's like, you out here, you need to be downtown. Oh, he mad about that. Oh, they broke the picture.
Oh, dude. I'm children.
That ball. Look at him.
Motherfucker. Goddamn, Jubilee hit his ass. He smirked.
So scared him.
You know, I bet they be fucking up Wolverine. He get over it. But damn, yeah. They be beating his ass.
Take their nose and find a kid. Like, what? Do I look like a hound dog?
Nah, Morph got on the whole fit. I'm mad. Morph got on the whole fit. That's a bub.
Yeah, like, G might dig that voice out routine. I don't like getting bossed around by your punk ass. And you like,
cry me a river.
Oh, that's why you teased. And like, please do this for me.
Okay. Like, all right, baby.
Well, God, it's horrible. You know the worst thing about Professor being gone? You. You know he don't mean that. He just be an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Funny thing is, I told this dude I work with what's going on in the X-Men now. I saw his brain melt. I saw his fucking brain melt. He's like, no, you fucking with me, right? I said, no.
And it's wild. Like, of course you're going to trust Gambit. He out there with a trench coat in the club.
Sir, we got to check you. For what? Me, Gambit ain't got nothing. Like, she like, come on, baby. Let's go chill.
And Jubilee out here raving.
Oh, yeah. She was in it. She was
feeling the fireworks on. She was lit.
And they out there. She just wanted to touch somebody. And
yeah. Like, you touch me, Cher. Well, if you only knew.
Man.
People kissing. I ain't used to that. You weren't seeing that on Fox during the daytime.
Yeah, we definitely won't. Check it out.
Anywhere from my glad you stuff your hand in that shit. You take some of my powers anytime.
Oh, ain't they cute now? Oh, they so cute. That shit ain't come off as cute back in the day.
I'm like, try to calm me down more if I'm all right. You want to talk about it? Like,
that man ain't drinking with a toothpick in his mouth. Good Lord.
He's such a dick, but a necessary one. I mean, most beautiful baby in the world. Boring man in the world. And it ain't you.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
You on the sideline. You in the friend zone.
Wolverine would have punched that man so bad.
You at school, no place for a baby. They about to leave. That's why he mad.
Uh-huh. He's like, oh, shit. Man! Why the Friends of Humanity up in the club?
Because they want to get the racists be partying. Norman, they don't be partying. They won't be in this club.
Yeah, I don't think it's a spot for
glow sticks. It's like, you out here just like, you think shit sweet?
Man said, come on, baby. Let's party a little bit. She like, all right. Shit, I'm all tired. Right,
you got that pretty face. Jane was like, you know, what you leave can help. Oh, she put the glasses on. I'm going to show you how to party. That's how you know it's different. Because otherwise, they be like, you see that mutant?
What the? Look at that shit.
And now this like John Wick. It's like, oh, they just part. Like, that's the funny thing about John Wick. He out here shooting people in the club. They just dancing. Oh, yeah. Jubilee getting it in. And she out here trying to recruit.
Mm-hmm. She want her a little boo in the house.
And y'all think the original look better than this?
Yeah, y'all right. Smoking crack.
Like, look at this scene right here. Y'all, that dust. That Portuguese. I'm waiting for Dominic to show up.
You gotta be a wild boy to wear an FOH hat. I'm just sorry.
And you know how I like how they handled that? They did the off panel. Like, yeah, we saw the Friends of Humanity. We handled that. You didn't see that. I can't believe this fool calls it Bishop about the future. You know what? Gary put that hairy, that Norman Osborn hair is pissing me off.
Man, got waves.
25 years. All he missed. Thank God he don't got waves. But you mean he's moving up, making friends in a higher place. All the flavor of the muff. He rubbing it in too.
You know a Bishop thinking, right? When they gonna hurry this up so I can go get my 8-piece?
And Gary, like, you thought we just gonna roll over, let y'all take on the planes? Like, you know, you being cruel made something more sympathetic. Like, no, that's short term. Like, you're in vogue of fad. Look at my mutant friend. Who would that sound like? It's like, yeah, that. Remember when everybody was doing that whole Black Lives Matter?
Uh-huh.
We got a sidewalk. They kneel. Oh, people got mad. You saw how many people got mad about that?
Yeah.
Times of extinction. Boy. I wonder, the day I shot the man your freak shows look up to. Like, I don't give a damn about no time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand 10 toes down on this.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't no Charles Xavier. Yeah, he like, I ain't Charles. I cheat.
I'm going to do this time on my head. What?
You? Nah. You met my wife? Oh, we didn't talk about how fucked up this is with Jean.
She's like, what's up?
You know what? Professor Xavier do the same. That was wild. I was like, I'm going to find out. We tried the easy way. Oh, also, which I picked up on the first time I picked up on now, when she used Cerebro, she was talking about what happened. She did more to look up in Henry Garrick, man. You know what she did, right?
What?
What you think?
You tell me.
I'm asking you what you think.
I thought she went into somebody else's mind, which I was thinking, well.
Yeah, who mind might that be?
Her sons. I don't know.
Who else? As you see little baby Nathan before he get white hair and a new arm.
I mean, if Sinister around.
No. We'll wait till episode 3.
Episode 3. Oh, you must. Yeah.
Because people think about she did this and then all of a sudden Jean woke up. I mean, she dug a little too far.
Oh! Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Master mode. What did he say about them? I kill because I don't fear. I ain't worried about y'all.
Oh, shit.
See, that's a professor. Yeah, and what would Jean be without her fainting a little bit?
That's how we know it ain't really Jean. She ain't faint.
Oh, it's like, y'all don't got no radar. Sentinel just flew up and grabbed y'all in midair?
Yeah, they got caught lacking.
I said, you skip the tainted and chop them up in little pieces.
I'm glad they got some more seats in the Quinjet.
Like, don't dismember it now. You know, weight loss. Who gets to work as a team?
Sure, Dad.
Keep us them. They can't help themselves.
Oh, shit. Hey,
y'all out here talking trash and Sentinels came and haunt mutants. But that was just to show an awesome scene. But I'm like, how? Y'all don't got radar? And also, Cyclops thinks fast on his feet. And so did the, and you know what I like about this scene? As the X-Jet blows up, them working as a team. And seeing what Morph can do. It's like Storm roll look. And Morph is like, I'm going to turn him Archangel.
Yeah.
It's like.
The blue suit. Yes, Lord.
And it's like, it's a show. Oh, Morph is going to be like, y'all want to see cool cameos?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Me. Yeah, Rogue doing that. And look at Cyclops. Like, that's what I like. Good job, team. And I'm like, what's Cyclops going to do?
Cyclops said, I don't need no parachute.
Cyclops going to stunt.
Yeah, he's stunting on these hoes.
That music change. That. Yeah.
If I was a kid and I ain't know nothing about X-Men, I was just watching this episode, he absolutely would have been my favorite. Like, just off rip. Just off this scene alone.
I'm like, I play X-Men versus Street Fighter. I seen that movie. He did it as the land. And then, what did he say? To meet my X-Men.
Uh-huh.
And everybody stunting. And the music start playing.
Yeah.
Avengers my ass. That's all I got to say. No offense.
Look at Master Ball.
Just chilling.
And this motherfucker right here, boy.
He been through it.
Pretty much. He probably eating that microwave noodles and all types of shit for a while.
Iris out there talking to the damn Sons of Anarchy. Your trash message ain't coming. And he's like, I was waiting for y'all.
Mm-hmm. I knew y'all get here eventually.
My raggedy ass Sentinels. Yeah, I hope you don't got no more PTSD, Morph.
Wait!
Fall back! Oh, we're going to talk about how Rogue gave a Bret Hart clothesline to a Sentinel.
Yeah, she wild open.
It was all wilding.
Like, this is unfair.
No, it's like, you've seen this is how the fight should have been the first time they fought the Sentinel instead of getting the ass beat.
Yeah, they almost felt like more like this was that was their first outing as a group. Now they just look like, oh, you know, we know what to do. We work well as a team now.
Look at the beast out here. Like, it's just showing the best version of themselves. And it's like, that theme is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Never gets old.
And it's like seeing Bishop of the team, like they stun up, and then we have to get the scene. And it's funny when they first showed the trailer and you saw Gambit and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't, it's like, but first it's like Cyclops got called into the cavalry. Omega level threat detected.
Omega level threat. Where I heard
playing a violin.
I heard it. I was like, oh no, they like they really letting y'all know Storm is that bitch.
Look, excuse me, just walking in here. See that? What? That is a goddess, my friend.
I mean
that. Gonna do that Nicki Minaj shit with Storm.
I meant that in the sweetest way possible. I know. I shouldn't have said it that way, but I did.
And, And it's as the Okoye Latamo. She could have did this. Well, she was there the whole time. Why are we fighting?
Why was she out there? She should have been here the whole time.
She's handled that herself.
Like, all right, y'all playing.
And it was like, oh, Massimo, like, all right.
All right.
You underestimate me.
I'm tired, bro.
And then we got the first half in the trailer, but the whole scene is awesome. So Gambit jump Wolverine back, charge up the claws, throws his stick to give Wolverine momentum. Morph turns the blob. Turns the trampoline. So Wolverine decapitates him.
Sit your ass back down.
And it's like, yeah, Marvel versus Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if we got this as kids, we won't be able to handle this.
You're absolutely right. We wouldn't have been. Okay, like he's still mad.
Yeah, he's like, just running our days a number. All this fly shit you're doing, going make them hate you more. You know what? I see where you're coming from. Because he's like, y'all can do all this shit. And it's like, yeah, we fighting back. We saw Apocalypse and Magneto.
Uh-huh. She's like,
proud of you. You sound like Charles. You got a smile.
He's like, oh, word.
It's a team effort.
I'm glad somebody appreciated me. Look at him. Like, you know, y'all cool and everything. I don't think I belong out with y'all right now. Need my own crew. Oh, this is a nice little teenage moment right here. Mm-hmm.
Breaking it down. She's talking about, you know, I've been in your shoes and, you know, I know how you feel, but doing this is the best thing for a family except you. Like, it sounds nice. You know how I was like, I'm wealthy. I got to hide being who I am. But it's like, that's. I mean, we saw that with Warren. He was rich and white. He had, I take the shit off my back.
Goddamn sus. Look at him.
I only want to be myself. Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy out here.
Yeah. I can't be acting. It's like, good God. I got a jet too. Like, be an X-Men, I don't even be myself. It's like, see, if you're not a minority, you don't know how that hit. Nope, here goes Gambit. What about Gambit, the other power? Because y'all, it's already established in the combo, Gambit is a hooper.
Oh, yeah. Man, now Morph got on the whole fit. He number one.
They're about to fall. And it's like, you could transform whatever you want.
Basically, I'll put the whole outfit. Scott ain't no hooper.
That man's broken.
Bishop out there looking like Bishop out there looking like a fucking New York Nick. Charles Oakley looking ass motherfucker.
Yeah, Wolverine's like, I know y'all's leaving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pissing me off. Who the fuck is that up there?
I want to see them poop though.
Right?
And it's who out here chilling. Child, the finest man I knew. Talking that shit
in his brunch fit.
That's awesome brunch fit.
It really is.
Like, what are you doing in my home? Is your home, Scott? I make the difference. Cyclops.
The homie left this for me. Last will and testament.
Left everything to me,
including his X-Men,
his fortune, his school, everything he built, everything he fought for. Some of his oldest friend lost to me, my X-Men.
Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. Boy, that was a wild ass finish right there, buddy, for the first episode.
Oh, they said they wanted to do like the old first season, like in episodes on cliffhangers.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Skip the next episode.
Yeah, next episode. They cooking. And also these episodes are like not 22 minutes.
30, 33,
32. Yeah.
Like
to recap. It's like, yeah, so we get like 8 extra minutes.
Skip recap?
No.
Okay. Deadhead so, Master.
Yeah, I remember they talking about, you want to skip the intro? What the fuck you think? Like, it's one thing I'll say. I never skip, like, Disney Plus shows. I never skip the intros.
I don't feel like I have, unless we have, maybe I just forgot.
And I know that, like, the Netflix shows, I definitely didn't. Because those things was hitting. Especially Luke Cage. Yeah, he do got a brunch fit. Like, he out here, like, my ex fit. I mean, I'll be feeling way off Cyclops. Like, you're up to who? And I like how they updated the opening from the first episode to the second episode. Because mm-hmm. who started off? Magneto. With his own joint. G-A-G. Ray be funny next episode to say Madeline Pryor.
Magneto.
Morph. See, Morph didn't even have one.
Yeah, everybody got a splash page, man. I ain't mad at that.
There you go.
I ain't mad at that. I got love for that.
Yes, he should. I like how they still got, and Bishop got one too.
Why are you here?
Dark Phoenix. Morlocks. I like how they flashing back. Yeah, PTSD with Sinister. Asteroid M. X-Men 97.
Man, Kevin Feige's probably sitting back like, all right.
Told y'all.
We might be a little down, but we will be back up.
Yeah. Keep that same energy too. Mutant liberation. So Magneto's out here being Santa Claus, Robin Hood.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it's like, y'all really thought, I'm like, y'all watching this, I'm like, oh, I like how this look. I'm like, y'all insane.
Yeah, I don't
especially
get it.
This episode, I'm watching this now, I'm like, yeah, y'all. Yeah, okay. I know how nostalgia works too, so I get it, but it's like, rewatching it, nah, ain't no way in the world.
Why they got him in the old fit? Put the new fit up there. And Scott is up here like, I don't know about this shit.
Oh, as Magneto say today?
Yeah.
Art, is that who I think it is? with a big M like this. Is that who I think it is? Saving humans?
What? With
a terrorist name, hero. Scott is like, I don't like this shit.
I don't like this shit one bit.
Oh, he missed it. I don't get it. This person not trust me? He didn't leave the house to me? Like, he wants you to be free.
Boy, in the military, like, I don't know what the fuck going on right there. This shit crazy.
Oh, yeah, they like, they know how Magneto was working.
Boy, FOH said we gotta get our shit together.
Batman built a new damn gun. So I like how they did, so they basically used the mutant collar to power the gun.
Damn.
He probably got a face like, yeah. I'm going to get revenge for what Wolverine did to me. Callisto always on her knees.
They got Leech down on his knees. Damn, Leech.
You let Leech go? Leech made no harm.
Leech had no problem with nobody.
Please don't hurt Leech.
Man, why are these black people with the FOH? They on the wrong side.
Because they making more than 50 grand a year.
Oh, God. That was a, yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Look, did you ever watch The Gifted?
The Gifted. I feel like
that X-Men show on Fox.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
dude from the game was one of the villains.
Yeah, I forgot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shut your ass up.
Master Bank magnetism.
Yeah. It's
Dirty Mutant.
You're him. You're Magneto.
Are you our savior? I'll be doing the same thing.
You should never be afraid.
Yes, child, you'll never have to fear again. It's like, I take care of all the mutants. What was the professor? Not just the pretty ones.
What was the professor thinking? He was thinking that's the homie.
See, it's your way to destroy your enemy is to make him your friend.
Bishop like, I don't know the fuck going on, bro. This one ain't
my... I've never seen this in my future.
Assassin!
Maybe go change it back, huh? Like playing it past it. So dirty, they don't squeak no much how much you spit you got. Oh, you defended your boo, huh? Oh,
boy. Look at that man. He pulled up. Man, that fit is just nasty.
Look, that man is, he is slaying.
he really is.
He is serving C. You know what that C stands for. Yeah,
he really is. I can't even fuck with him.
Look at that. That man got the arm sleeves like he Allen Iverson.
Sometimes you gotta
got an M on his chest. That can you forget what you know about.
They all look at him like,
I made sure the Morlocks are going to know. I don't know why Professor ain't do that with his rich ass.
Oh, with all this money. I'm like, damn, Magneto, you ain't got to count the homie pockets.
In my pockets now. Yeah, he's like, don't worry. I ain't killed them bigots.
Okay, prove it.
I'm trying to do things Professor's ex's way.
That G's scaring your mind. Scott,
you know, the way he said it is like, coexistence. Cyclops an asshole.
She's like, I ain't the way it work, baby.
You did it with Garrick. Yeah, why don't you just scan his mind, Gene? What's the problem?
I mean, oh, he hitting the table again. You got to watch out with Scott be hitting the table. Keep my eye on.
Hey, you check every minute, every day. I don't trust your ass. I mean.
He's justified.
Yes.
I ain't trying to cause no drama or discord.
Like, I thought you was leaving. I ain't leaving shit.
You have been our fists for years.
You saw you got his hand on Cyclops. Show. Uh-huh. Like, you can chill out, buddy.
Yeah. Go chill out, bucko.
And Storm out here being the voices reading. Like, you know, you've been the number one beef. The closest thing to a goddess as we will ever see. Oh, I will.
He's wrong.
Yeah.
Charles ain't perfect.
Like maybe he was wrong.
You can make a mistake.
He didn't realize what I did ages ago. Even Charles Xavier can make a mistake. Hey. Oh, now you see things my way. Oh, he playing in their face.
Yeah. Oh, Gene and Storm about to have a heart to heart.
I like how they establish the close relationship they have. Like they didn't really do it too much on the original.
Yeah.
And she out here breaking down. You remember when I was the Phoenix? There's some new people that's watching. I like how they balance the fact from people who watching what's going on, like new people. I'm sure there's a lot of new people like, what's this? Sit down. Oh, this is such a heartbreaking talk.
He's a mutant.
He's a mutant. And we go through the same thing I went through. Always be on guard, always be careful. Like, what's going to be human? And she ashamed for feeling that way.
Boy, but did they lay the Easter, they laid the eggs down for what happened to Storm in the end, though?
Oh, they was like, they were so damn heavy-handed. You should have been too surprised. It was like, I couldn't imagine how it'd be to be human. Nobody won't remember Wolverine. Nobody will be human at this table. Yeah, remember that. Rogue was like, oh, y'all can fuck. I can't. Look at that sisterhood. You sound like a mother.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I knew someone was sitting right with this scene, and I was like, uh-oh.
You should be alone, Rogue. Yeah, you need to heat deep trauma. Back when we were friends. But it says Charles in my mind. More of a presence. So they was always the homies.
Oh yeah. Yeah, saw shit different.
Yeah. Cause even though it showed Magneto went from a villain to like an anti-hero. And I was like, they kind of talking like
something else going on.
Yeah, because they never was like this in the original. To honor his last wish. This X-Man won't trust me.
Uh-oh.
It's the two-letter word. Mine too, remember? Old word? Yeah, that's right. He's out here. You put Ms. Marvel in the gulag.
Hey, Magneto was trying to spin. Magneto was trying to spin the block again.
I figured you do your best. Boy, be alone with me, Rogue. Remember how I used to be. Nah, I can't go down that rabbit hole.
It was a long time ago.
They knew you used to be hitting boots. That cat got stay in the bag. Boy. Gamble like, what you know about him?
You stupid. You stupid.
He's like, ready yourself. My X-Men will lose our cool when the government arrives. He's like, word. They come up with the cannons.
Oh, I thought y'all coming to talk.
Yeah. And she like, these guns ain't made out of metal.
Oh, word. I got something for your ass. That smirk.
Arthur Reese looked at Maxwell like, oh, word. Yeah. What about your helicopters?
You think about
like,
that.
I'm like, y'all should have known better. The Sentinel, at least they made plastic Sentinels. Y'all like, oh, got these guns, be good.
She's like, shit, he got me.
I should have thought twice. And she's still like, yeah, you under arrest. What you gonna do?
Yeah, I did some fucked up shit.
You know she a white woman. She talking like that.
In front of Magneto? Yeah.
Yeah, I know you can kill me, but you still under arrest. What you gonna do about it? He like, you know, if I get through your fair trial, I'll earn your trust. That's how due process works. He's like, all right. I yield. He's like, oh, maybe he is different.
They're like, oh, shit, word?
What? They're like, what? Yeah. He's like, I'm going to do things professor's way.
Make sure to look at his boo.
The trial of Magneto.
Man, they are.
They like, you know, let Magneto go. He going to dominate the planet like he did last time. Remember season 3?
I mean, like, shit. Look at that. They out there like January the 6th. They ready to go.
Folks outside even getting a trial.
Make sure I make
the others. Oh, he didn't tell me. Oh, I guess he used to be used to keeping secrets.
How's that going around lately? He knows.
Yeah. But you know what's funny about that? No matter what, Wolverine always gonna have Jean back.
Oh yeah. Because you saw the way that man was maneuvering through traffic to get her to the hospital.
Oh, Apocalypse? No, the baby.
Oh, that shit.
Like, I'd rather fight the Apocalypse.
Oh, God. Shit to do. Stir
the pot and keep him distracted. I'm going to get my shot. Only had one shot. So you think Wolverine, you think he ran a Wolverine one day? That's why he got this face like that?
Maybe.
You know what I like about you? You always complain about how you got it bad. I got it bad, too. White people used to be slaves. We call God by another name. They're bringing up his Judaism.
Mm.
Oh, they are going all the way in there.
Yes, sir.
A freak born of you. The bonus to the misnamed gods. Oh, I can see why racist mad. Cause they can do more than Fox could do. I mean, because it's like Fox kind of went there too, but it's like it's limited to what you can do. Yeah, y'all hear Miss, you know, I learned the wrong lessons. Oppressed become oppressors. Oh, wait, are we not seeing that somewhere in the Middle East right now? We're going to leave that alone if you want some of y'all getting mad. Like, you want relinquish the fast and like, you claim justice overdue. Yeah, both sides. So what's healing? He do sound like Malcolm after Mecca. Your words your sound by innovation will not heal meat and wounds. Cause you're like, you know, you talk about this, you know, ain't gonna solve crimes.
Right. It's been
hurt each other.
Yeah. It's been pain on both sides.
Like humanity must protect itself. Protection. The extermination. Yeah, we gotta protect ourselves by murdering y'all.
He was only repping his folks. Trying to protect.
Yeah, to those issue of the day. It's like you can see both sides. So they're like, so what you could, so that's how it works. You're not going to try to exterminate us? You're going to walk Charles to get paid? Like, yeah.
Not the worst thing, Cher.
Right? Yeah, you know, we might go to jail, Cher. Take care of our problem.
She like, no.
You can't hold him back. Deploy smoke. It's January 6th. X-Men style.
Just go get Jericho's like, wife. Oh, shit.
You gave a monster a trial. You're Tracy. You're kind of like, what? He's like, just what we do. He's like, uh-huh. Oh, to play by the rules and still they come for you. Oh, they were spitting this episode.
Hey, Magneto said.
Uh-huh, that's what you think. That's what you get. He's like, we ain't doing nothing. Like, y'all traitors.
Logan.
Logan.
Who is it, Apocalypse?
Oh, Apocalypse.
Man, you would have got folded up, Wolverine.
The baby.
Oh, crap.
Through the jack and the keys.
I thought for sure he could be like, oh, shit.
Man. Maybe season two.
Maybe.
Like, careful, Logan. No cause, no miscarriage.
Shit, don't kill nobody.
Like, get out of the way. Don't hit. About to hit a dog. We ain't give a damn.
Almost there.
Yeah. She is mad. She going through it.
Oh, like my goodness.
Go through contrast with that power.
The end.
January 6th. No more mutants.
We can break it down with our shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Good grief.
They tried. This way to the traitors. Some damn humans out here getting them a trial. The executioner. That man is like, I'm the anti-X-Men fighter.
Man, if you don't light his ass up.
Yeah, make sure freaks like Magneto pay for their crime. He did his homework.
Yeah, he did. Damn.
Yes.
Oh, Bishop, he got you.
Absorb this. Yeah. See, he does homework. Oh, yeah, Cyclops got the... You hurt my friends, you now answer to me. Humanity answers to no one. Now catch this ass whipping, Scott. Now, I would say this. Kudos to Cyclops for not dying. Because he was getting hit in the face with a pipe and a gun.
Yeah, he getting fucked up.
No, people have it hard, too. Y'all always whine. Yeah, he's not to whine about it.
That bad getting, he getting beat down with a sermon. Shit.
I hate your whining, since I hate you. And then we get the fan services like, yeah, Morpheus, that boy.
Uh-huh. Like, y'all might not see him, but well, here you go.
Yeah,
not this season.
Deathstrike, Colossus, Psylocke.
Oh, shit.
And then he leaves. I got worse off with a baby. Y'all can handle this.
Morph, you got this right.
Like, Cyclops and Gene immediately. Like, we got this. It's still Magneto. Like, we got time for all that.
Man, we need all the heavy hitters we can use.
Yeah, I need your man station every door. I want to. Who are you to give orders? Oh, she
fuck is you.
Them for filth. Do not think. Yeah. Like, man, he shot survive. I was like, this line, like Angela Bassett would be perfect.
Oh, wow. You're absolutely right.
What do you mean don't do mutant bursts? If people lose control of your party, we all murder. It's like, nah, we don't do that type of birth. Ooh!
A motherfucker.
Baby, because you mutant. We don't do Negroes here.
Oh, man. That's what it felt like.
And it's like Rogue. Sickest powers, the stealest power, deliver the baby.
I mean, yeah, that was an easy way.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, that's a lot of trust in Rogue. She's like, if I slip up, your baby dead. Yeah, the nurse will deliver the mutant baby. Look at this. Found you muties. We was just supposed to be humans like you. Oh, you talk about teamwork before. Magneto and Storm.
Mm-hmm. That's a nasty duo.
This is some Final Fantasy shit.
Yeah, final bosses.
Be animals.
Be caged. Be
caged. I was wondering, like, what is Magneto doing? Like, oh, that's right. That man is intelligent too. Shock or good conduct. So Magneto turned their guns into conduits so Storm can basically build an electric fence.
This motherfucker coming in sneaking.
Uh-huh. At first, I was like, Storm ain't going to die, is she?
She took the shot to save Magneto.
He like, oh shit. And then, oh,
Storm.
Damn. I'm like, is she going to be in a coma?
And she's smoking.
Is she paralyzed? She's, yeah, she's crispy.
She's sizzling like some spam.
Man, you know, it's like, I got something for that. You hurt my queen.
Yeah, he was, this man was livid.
Because, yes, if you read the comments, they were part of Hellfire Club for a time. Yeah, he looking at him like, yeah, I should shove this up your ass.
Mm-hmm. I should fuck all y'all up right
like,
now.
I'm like, okay, she already got concussion. She's like, oh, no. Powers. The breeze is gone. I cannot feel the abortion. I got so damn bad. I was
what
like,
has he done to me? That's not what we wanted.
Word.
This is your dream. God.
My That's kind. What you wanted.
Yeah.
You wanted us to be on our knees.
Powerless and afraid.
You before you, powerless and afraid.
Nah, he, that made Slayer to that fit for real.
You just want to protect y'all. This is how y'all treat us.
She going through it.
Voter report. I don't blame her. So Angela Bassett was at the Oscars. What must be due to be good enough? Yeah, I didn't even say that. But I did say that. As I said too many times before, never again. He's like, what we got to do to be good enough for y'all? Fuck all that. Oh, yeah. Whoever's writing this episode was in the damn bag. I felt that. What we got to do to be good enough for y'all?
Yeah.
If you are a minority, you know exactly what he's talking about because we have said that. We just want to be treated like humans.
Just like humans.
Just, we don't want better. We just want right. And be happy, want equality, not payback, as we justify to have.
Yeah, because it's going to go a different way. A way that you may not be too happy about.
Yeah, like what Apocalypse say, survival of the fittest. I thought he was going to drop him.
Me too. He wanted to.
Bigot. It's great. Sycophant worm. So it's like I smite you with a stat. I would have smite you off for what you've done. I would have smite you off for what you've done to Storm. And they like, they know they wrong too. Be like, nah, I'm a different man. I'm a new me.
Hey, I saved you from your own.
Old friend challenged me to remember this view of Earth. Versus how small we make it. Look a rogue out here. Charles Xavier, trust me with his dream. I ask you to love or embrace my kind as your own just for coexistence.
Yo, that's all we want.
Yeah.
A shared world with a common future.
That's all y'all can't do. Y'all getting mad. Y'all see one black doctor. Y'all think we taking all y'all jobs.
Oh, you know, that's just one too many.
You know, planes start falling apart because they let black people fly. That's what y'all think, huh?
This man is scared as hell. Do not make me let you down.
Not make me let you down. What a damn lie. He's like, I'm just trying to do the right thing. You gotta let me do the right thing.
Look at old Nathan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Nathan. It'd be funny, like, I'm gonna name him Logan. Who? Nathan Summers. Yeah, yo boy.
Uh-huh.
Nathan Charles Summers.
Hello, Wolfie, can't you smell the something off? Maybe not.
No, they smell exactly the same. And they all got another telepath.
True.
So he got his pardon. Yeah. I saved your life.
You better give me a pardon. Aiden Janisha.
Yeah, so Genosha got this. Oh, we must come here. We got discounts.
Poison.
Had slave labor.
Dark Rose.
Look at them. Homies.
Uh-huh. For now.
And begun to make
trust me. To carry on Xavier's dream.
Trust you? I trust them.
Some advice. Boy, Heave. This is some advice. Be wary. Be vigilant.
I need lures with fortune first.
It's a good week for our people.
You know, they've known each other for a long time. They forced them. So give me the news.
Oh, shit.
Permanent. He know too.
All right, Beast. Stop fucking around and get to the point.
This is a concentrated dose.
Is that how you be long explaining stuff to people? Let's see, tell me what's up, Doc.
You gotta give it to them light. You just say, "Oh, you ain't got no powers no more." Come on, like a sociopath. Like this ain't
house. I hope it won't like how my doctor told me about me. Oh, you know, you have cancer, but there ain't no but after that. You have totally lost me, bro.
We not going nowhere. You gotta fix it first. Not until you will again. I like how the fade out. She's like, ain't no fixing this.
She's letting me go.
I don't wake all that talk. I don't know what I'd be without being an X-Men without my powers.
Right? Damn Storm scared the ass. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, that gotta be so damn heartbreaking. You used to like controlling the weather. Mm-hmm. And now you got a lightning bolt. You can't do nothing about it. And she left her earrings. My sister. You know, the heartbreak of saying goodbye because you've died about 3 or 4 times.
Goddamn.
And now she's crying too.
Look at David.
Yeah.
Boy, they take you to a time they ain't got no Popeyes. Get ready. Oh, wow.
That picture. Uh-huh. Who there? You did good, Eric.
Oh.
I mean, I don't blame her. It's like, we can actually touch. You know, we got history.
Oh, boy.
She's like, I missed this so much. Who out there waiting with the Queen of Hearts in his hands?
I make it to be
here. You got here talking about Marvin. Like, you want to add some food? Nah. Oh, you want to wrestle?
There you go. Siri, play Marvin's Room.
See the card he got in his hand. Queen of Hearts. Who's my queen, Cher?
That man says over with. Shit.
He can do what I can.
Right?
She caught a bus. Like she Jack Reacher.
She got on the Greyhound.
Yeah, this is animated beautifully.
I think so too.
Yeah, we can say we walk in different worlds. I trust we share this X-Men memories that I already feel like a lifetime. But basically saying, Jean, like, you know, I got to find myself, you know, for another person's dream. Oh.
Man, Beast felt that shit. He heard it.
They all feel it. Yeah, Beast is strong.
You did what you had to do.
Yeah, I do, brother.
Nicky, you take me to Popeyes?
Oh, that's so. Blast had your name on it.
That made bad.
He mad out that shit be losing on it.
She'll be back. Worf looking on the bright side. See?
Uh-huh, right there. Yeah, Storm chased
the mind. What the fuck?
I need the X-Men.
Gene, I need X-Men.
Gene?
He's like, who the, what the fuck what? Is going on here?
Huh? Gene, you see Gene, or should be Gene, she's like, oh shit. Oops.
The gig is up. The jig is up. They got me.
Oh, wait, I can explain. how they did that.
Oh my God.
Damn cliffhanger.
Yes.
2 episodes and all that it established the universe they're in. Magneto running the X-Men. Storm losing her powers. Jean having a baby. And Jean may not be Jean. And it's 2 episodes.
2 episodes. We only get 10. So this is only going to get better. I like that. 10 means like fucking every episode going to count. It's going to mean something.
Boy, they were in they bag.
Ah, shit. I guess we started something we got to finish now. We just can't do 2 episodes. Fuck. Anyway, anything else to say closing out these 2 episodes of
X-Men? I would just say I am so blessed that we had this. I hope people listen to this enjoy the ride. I'm enjoying the ride Wednesday. I'm glad also I'm off next Wednesday. Sorry, saw my work schedule. Yeah, it's been because before when MCU, when Disney Plus started dropping, and episodes dropped Friday. Mm. It was like, do I work that day? Now I gotta get up early. Because I used to get up like 5. If I had to work, I get up 5 in the damn morning. to watch some WandaVision, a Falcon and Winter Soldier. It was like, I don't know when I stopped like catching the first drop. I want to say for, I know for MCU stuff, it was definitely Secret Invasion. I like, I'll catch it, I catch it. But everything, or like, no, Moon Knight. I was like, I get to it when I get to it. But when they first drop, I was like, I need to get this. This was like, you know what? As soon as it dropped, I gotta see. I got that feeling back. Like, I cannot wait till next week. Like, Wednesday cannot get here soon enough. That's how I feel. That's how I know they're doing something good. It's like, it's just done with so much care and love. And it's like, you can tell they got a hit. Like, Rotten Tomatoes, they like, still like a hundred, last time I checked, it's like 100%.
Yeah, that's the last time I checked.
So, and I guess we talk a little like quick things. Before we recording, I watched Roll House. It's good. Surprisingly good. Different, but it's hard watching the, because like Roll House is just such this nostalgic thing. And it's basically like if you did, if you made Roll House now, like, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, Dalton. But instead of like being like a bouncer, you used to be a UFC fighter, famous UFC fighter with PTSD. They explain why. Still out here, you know, you're out here being a bouncer for a bar. This is called the Roll House. Still somebody trying to take that land for like real estate. And I will say this, Conor McGregor is an asshole. It's like, that is easy. He is funny as hell as a villain. He basically playing himself, but it worked. So I will say that about this, like about 2 hours. It's hard to watch it without comparing to the original. I would just say take it for what it is and you'll be fine. It could have been a movie theater. I'm surprised they got more money for it to be on Amazon. They got a bigger budget. So, but it's not one of those movies where it's like, if I would have went to the movies to see this, and I wouldn't have been disappointed. If that makes sense. Like Jake Gyllenhaal, and like Jake Gyllenhaal got his southpaw shape again.
I
You ever see
see.
Southpaw?
Yeah, I seen Southpaw.
So yeah, remember how ripped he was in that? Yes. So same feel. Like Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, say what you want about him personal wise, but acting wise, that man is top notch, master class.
You got to choose.
And he has a different type of energy because like nobody can be Patrick Swayze, and he ain't trying to be. He doing his own thing,
Well,
so it
that's
works
good.
that works that.
I see he still, was it him that I read? Said he still want to play Bruce Wayne? Want to be Batman?
Yeah. Oh, they gonna fight. Yeah, him and Jack Reacher need to fight that out. Whoever wins gets to be Batman.
Shit. All right. So we're gonna get up out of here. So we hope y'all enjoyed this. We definitely will be back for episode three. I ain't gonna wanna say a date because who knows when we're gonna record it, but we definitely will be back. We definitely will be keeping this. Until then, y'all know the socials. You can follow us on Twitter. Follow me at Jeff versus the World. Follow Shahid at Philly underscore drugs. Until next time. Till next time you hear from us will be next week. Hood Classics. Yeah, Doctor Strange. Y'all stay safe out there. Peace.
Peace.